So far, you know, from a company standpoint, definitely Chase's win, and for Hendrick Motorsports to win their 250th. You know, I think I'm in the midst of learning a lot about myself and going through this journey of having a tough year, really tough year and a half. And I can't wait to look back and reflect and look at lessons learned when this thing's behind me. So from a personal level, it would be that, and the other would be Chase.
So going off the track, but also kind of on the trail, you know, you like to, we all know you like to bike and whatnot. Are there places when you go to each track that you're like, this is where I like to bike, this is where I like to hit up, or is it kind of, when we get there, we'll see where we go?
No, we have our routes mapped out pretty well. There's been a pretty strong culture and scene for probably 12 to 15 years, and we've done nothing but refine routes and find new places to explore and ride. So most of it is road riding, and then there's the occasional mountain bike ride that kind of takes place. But we've a lot of good riding.
Any suggestions for people in Arizona if they want a good place to bike? Do you have any off the top of your head?
Yeah, for me in Arizona, there's pathways. There's one that goes by the water aqueduct or canal, kind of through Scottsdale and kind of out through that direction. That's a lot of fun. Near the track, there's some generous bike lanes, and I'm trying to remember the name of the area that's kind of southwest behind the racetrack, but we do a lot of riding out there. There's a new neighborhood that's been developed, and a lot of generous shoulders and bike lanes to ride on.
Okay, final question from me. ISM Raceway, new start finish line. It's going to be in a different position, a different turn. Realistically, after all like the changes are done, is it going to make that much of a difference in your eyes?
I feel like restarts will be a big difference. You know, we're not going that fast with the start line's location, so the aggression will be a lot higher into turn three. We've seen that running on the racetrack isn't necessary or needed, and there's a lot of apron down there to deal with and to shortcut the corner and try to take advantage of the situation. So I think the restarts will be the most noticeable change in action.
Thank you, Jimmy. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. They still want it.
Yeah, they still want it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Seeing a little bit too. So we're just going to kind of do some really easy stuff, kind of either or type questions that Bart will ask, kind of generic. How'd you get into racing, or some of your racing heroes, things like that. So super basic questions.
Okay.
The fans always want to know and give a little preference on this, so we're just going to answer some quickies. First thing that came to your mind, Rambo or Rocky?
Rocky.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Widespread panic or fish?
Oh, God, that's... I hit the either or on that one. Widespread.
Let's go to DC Comics or Marvel Comics.
I never got into comics, so you can pick for me.
I'm going to scratch all those questions about superheroes.
Sure.
How about music? Dolly Parton or Faith Hill?
You've got to go Dolly. Absolutely, yeah.
Gladiator or Braveheart?
Braveheart.
Terminator or Predator?
Terminator.
By the way. Great. Indiana Jones or Han Solo?
Isn't he the same guy? Man, that's another tough one.
If you could be one, you could be Indiana Jones or Han Solo, which one?
What's crazy, my childhood was probably a bit more Indiana Jones focused. I just loved the adventures he was on. But my two daughters right now are heavy into Star Wars, and my youngest is a huge fan of Han Solo, so I'm seeing it on a whole new level all over again. So Han Solo is closest in my mind right now, so I'll go there.
Excellent. Good answer. All right, and Snapchat or Instagram?
Instagram.
Okay. Facebook or Twitter?
Twitter.
Xbox or PlayStation?
I haven't played either in so many years. I wouldn't be able to. I wouldn't know where to start. Yeah, no, I haven't played in years.
Your first exposure to racing? What was the first exposure that made you say, "Wow, I want to do that"?
I don't know if I have my own memory, but I grew up around it. So I started going to the racetrack a few weeks old. My grandparents owned a motorcycle shop. My dad did some amateur motocross racing, but at the same time was helping the motorcycle store and was at the track a lot. So I grew up at racetracks every single weekend. It didn't matter if it was two wheels that the family was involved with or my dad's interest and love of four wheels and then him also volunteering and helping small teams.
And what was your biggest challenge to becoming a professional driver?
Driver was tough because I was a rider. All my early years were on two wheels and then a transition to four. Fortunately, I was able to do that into an off-road buggy and then truck, so the transition was a little easier to pull off. But then moving from dirt to asphalt was a very difficult challenge, and thankfully I had people that believed in me and were patient with me and helped develop me.
Excellent. You can go back in time and pick one historic figure from the Hall of Fame. Who would you want to race against from the past?
For me, I go Dale Earnhardt Sr. I feel like, you know, I literally missed my opportunity to race with him by a handful of months before we lost him. So, you know, 01 was my first, you know, that September-October race in Charlotte was my first cup race. So I missed it by just a short period of time.
Excellent.
Okay. Hi, my name is Jimmy Johnson, and I drive for Hendrick Motorsports. Thanks for watching, and follow Sunoco Racing for more videos.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks,
man.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Got it.